every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who are my friends are on the watch for any messed up of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me. Like a mighty champion, my persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. Our Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. I love you, O Lord, my strength, my Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, praise to the Lord, I exclaim, I am safe from my enemies. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. The breakers of death surged around about me. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry to him reached his ears. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
Reading
from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law? I said, You are gods. If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I mentioned at Mass on Monday, as we move closer to the holiest week of the year, we witness or experience the shadow of Mount Calvary drawing across us, upon us. We're journeying with Jesus throughout these 40 days of Lent to his ultimate destination of the city of Jerusalem and ultimately to Calvary, where he will give his life for the salvation of the world. And again, the readings that we're hearing all this week at Holy Mass, you can just feel the tension mounting, the tension between Jesus and his interlocutors, the sense of moment or drama that's mounting as this tension between them, the conflict between Jesus and his opponents is reaching its ultimate climax or its ultimate pitch, which will ultimately lead to Jesus being arrested, tried, and crucified. And we hear the accusation today in our reading. We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Ultimately, Jesus will be put to death because he claimed that he is God, that he is the Son of God, that he is one with the Father. And so already we're seeing the events beginning to unfold that we will celebrate in all their completeness next week as we journey through the events of Holy Week. Jesus, throughout his passion, will remain steadfast in his commitment to doing the Father's will. In the midst of opposition, in the face of persecution, in the face of his ultimate crucifixion, Jesus is unwavering in his commitment to doing the Father's will. And his ultimate confidence is that through the will of the Father, Jesus will ultimately triumph. Today, also in our readings, in addition to hearing the kind of the mounting tension of the opposition against Jesus, if we're attentive, we also hear expressions of Jesus' confidence in the Father, that his Father's will ultimately triumph. So, for example, in our first reading from Jeremiah, we hear the words of those, the echo of the words of those who will persecute Jesus. Let us denounce him. Perhaps he will be trapped, and then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But then it goes on, the Lord is with me. Like a mighty champion, my persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. Or in our responsorial psalm today, we can understand these words as being words that were echoing in the heart of Jesus, even as he was moving through his passion. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. This is beautiful juxtaposition against the attacks that are being levied on Jesus, the conflict that's developing between Jesus and his opponents, which we know how it's going to play out, but then also Jesus' unwavering confidence in the Father, and the Father's will, and the Father's ultimate triumph. Among other things, this is a good reminder for us. In some way, Jesus gave us the model of how to confront opposition, persecution, hardship, struggle, and suffering in our life by having an unwavering confidence in the Father, in the Father's love for us, that the Father's will is ultimately for our good, and his will ultimately triumph. The confidence that Jesus manifests that carries him all the way through Holy Week, all the way to Calvary and into the tomb in the garden, is the same confidence that we are inspired to then manifest in our own lives. Because the Father of Jesus is our Father. As he will say on resurrection morning, go and tell the disciples that your Father and my Father, or we think he says, my Father and your Father, okay? And so that same confidence that Jesus had can be our confidence as well. As we celebrate this Holy Eucharist, we're giving a witness, a testimony, a pledge of the love of God for each of us in the giving of Jesus' body and blood. May our Holy Eucharist strengthen in us that same confidence that Jesus manifests throughout the coming Holy Week.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.